This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. Live Arts concludes its 16th season this month with a presentation of Old Times by Harold Pinter. Old Times runs June 8th through June 23rd and is directed by the company's director-in-residence, Francine Smith. She's one of the co-founders of Live Arts, and over the past 16 years, she's tended to direct plays that could be called absurd. Smith is happy to be returning to Harold Pinter.
I had done a Harold Pinter a number of years ago, the dumb waiter at the Old Space when we were down on East Market Street, and have been waiting to do another. It is called Old Times, and it was first performed in June 1971 at the Royal Shakespeare Company in London. And over the years, Old Times has gained many audiences, and there's a lot of folks that feel like it's one of Pinter's best plays.
Old Times depicts what happens when a couple is visited by an old friend who they haven't seen in years. Smith says the script is heavy on dialogue, and she's excited to be working with three of Live Art's finest actors.
Bumi Pedersen, Daria Okugawa, and Chris Balmer. They're wonderful actors in a director's dream, as it were. But these three characters are Kate, Anna, and Dealey. Kate and Dealey are married, and Anna, who had once lived with Kate years ago, 20 years to be exact, comes to visit her. And the play involves a bunch of recollections and stories as they remember them. They're not necessarily true, and I think the crux of the whole play would be something Anna says, and that is, there are some things one remembers even though they may never have happened, but as I recall them, so they take place.
Francine Smith says there are no answers in Old Times. For instance, the audience is never told if Anna and Kate ever had a relationship.
And it leaves the viewer or the audience free to conclude whatever they want at the end of the play. But it's something that when you watch this play, you walk out of the theater thinking about it. You know, it's not just, okay, let's go have our little hour and a half of entertainment and then run out the door. It's not that easy.
As the dialogue in the play progresses, the three characters exchange recollections and each begin to try to outdo the other.
If Dealey tells a story about how he saw Odd Man Out, Anna will just turn around and say her version of it. And so I think, you know, it's kind of one trying to outdo the other. And the interesting character in this is Kate, because Kate is a very shy, silent, flowing person who doesn't say all that much during the course of the play. And she is the subject of, usually the subject of these stories. So basically what happens at the end of the play, she has her comeuppance and she kind of puts them where they need to be, which is a really exciting moment, and Daria does it beautifully.
Actors performing a script consisting mostly of dialogue experience a lot of challenges, but Smith says Pinter is a playwright who leaves a lot of instruction.
You can get 10 different meanings from the way someone says something. So by putting a twist on it, change the meaning of what it's being said. Pinter's one of the only playwrights I know that literally marks every pause. So in those pauses, something's got to be happening. And for an actor, that's a real challenge, which is why actors like to do Pinter, because it challenges them to do something that they don't normally do in a straight dialogue. The looks, the focus, you know, the windows are the eyes to the soul, and when they look at each other, they better be saying something. There have been many nights at rehearsal when Daria has said, "What's going on? You know, how should we do this?" And, you know, it's really difficult from a directorial point of view to not put a twist on it. I've seen productions of this where they definitely emphasize the fact that Anna and Kate were in a sexual relationship. I don't choose to do that. I let the script talk. You know, if people feel that that's the case, then it is. But it is really provocative. It's definitely an interesting experience to come to it. And the thing that's nice about this is it's short. So I think the first act runs about 35 minutes and the second act runs about the same. So, you know, it's an experience that's intense for that time, but it doesn't last a long time.
A play about competing memories is bound to draw comparisons with Rashomon, Akira Kurosawa's landmark film about how different people remember different things.
actually, you know, I have used that word. You know, when we first got into the rehearsal of the play, I said, you know, think of this kind of as a Rashomon. This something happened, and two of you are saying how you saw it from, you know, your own point of view. Particularly the relationship with Anna and Dealey, because in the second act, Dealey says to Anna, I knew you. And she said, you did. She doesn't deny it. She just doesn't admit it. And so that's what happens throughout this whole play. There is not a validation of anything said. And I think basically that's where the fun of this piece is.
Do remember to catch Live Arts' presentation of Old Times in the Upstage Theater from June 8th to June 23rd. For ticket information, visit livearts.org. I'm Sean Tubbs with the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. We'll be back with a preview of each production in Live Arts' 17 season, as well as an interview later this summer with creative director John Gibson. If you've enjoyed our previews of Live Arts shows this season, please let us know by leaving a comment on our blog at sevillepodcast.com. And also, make sure you tell a friend about the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.